Hello everyone, my name is Marlon and I'll be speaking tonight about Acts chapter 7. So I don't know about you, but if I read the book of Acts, it's really like a action movie. When I see the name of the book Acts, sometimes I think it's probably short for action movie. But yeah, no, that's just a joke. It's probably not for that. But yeah, it's really sometimes when I read these amazing stories, I think like, wow, can this really be in the Bible? And it's really just a awesome book full of crazy things happening. And yeah, let's see what chapter 7 tells us. In chapter 6, we saw that the apostles chose the seven guys to serve. And they said that those seven guys were full of the Holy Spirit. And one of those guys was Stephen. His name was Stephen. And we read about this Stephen at the end of chapter 6, the Sanhedrin, they accuse him. And they say in the scripture, they say, this man never ceases to speak against this holy place and the law. So they accuse him on two things. They say he speaks against the holy place, which is the temple, and the law, which they follow. Now, it's so amazing to see in Stephen's speech how he addresses these two things. If you read that speech, when I read the speech that he gave first, I didn't really understand what he was saying. But after a few times reading it, you start seeing what he's doing. So the first thing that they accuse him of is the Holy Temple. And let's look at what he responds in this way for the Holy Temple. So he reminds them, he almost gives them like a history lesson. He tells them, but God was with the Israelites when they were in the wilderness. God was with Joseph when he was in jail, and how he gave Joseph favor in the sight of Pharaoh. So he points out in many ways that even though there wasn't a temple back then, God's presence was still with them. God was still moving in their midst. And it's just amazing to see that God's temple is important, but it's not necessarily the main thing. God's saving purposes can still be accomplished without the temple. And now Stephen wasn't saying that the temple is bad, but he's saying that we mustn't focus completely just on a physical place, because God cannot be contained in a house made of hands, made out of a man's hands. In Acts, in the chapter 7, verse 48, it says that yet the Most High does not dwell in houses made by hands, as the prophet says, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What kind of house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Did not my hand make all these things? So he shows them that this accusation that they're bringing against him is completely flawed, because we can see that God is, his presence is everywhere, and we are his new temple. In 1 Corinthians verse 3, verse 16, it says that, do you not know that you are God's temple, and that God's Spirit dwells in you? So I want to encourage you to worship God. We don't have to, yes, it's amazing to worship God at church together with believers, but you can worship God in your home. You can worship him at work. You can worship him on your way to work, in the car. Let's not be shy about where we worship God. And the second thing that they accused him of is really to, because he isn't following the law. Now, an underlying theme through the speech that he gives is he reveals to them that Israel's people in the past, every time God sent a prophet and they rejected him, they kept on rejecting the people that God sent to them. And this is very interesting, because every time that God sent someone, for some reason they rejected them. And if you look at Moses' story, Stephen shows out that Moses was raised up by Egyptians. He was raised up almost in a sense in a worldly way, yet God used him to save the Israelites. And just like and then later in that story, the Israelites, when Moses was on Mount Sinai, they said, let us make for ourselves a calf, because this Moses is nowhere to be found. And so the Israelites rejected him. And just like the Israelites rejected Moses, now the Israelites in this time of Acts 7, they are rejecting Jesus, the Messiah. And just like Moses, who didn't have the correct, almost, background, So Jesus coming from Nazareth might have seemed like he didn't have the right background, but yet unexpectedly God uses him to save us all. So if you think about it, it's not Stephen who didn't follow the law, but it is actually the Sanhedrin, those who accused him. They rejected God's sent one, Jesus, who we know came to fulfill the law. They rejected him, and so they were actually the ones that didn't follow the law. So I want to encourage you, to just like Stephen, to defend your faith, to not be shy about speaking up, and let us not be silent. It's so amazing how Stephen stood up, and he defended his faith until the point of death. And in the last part of the chapter, we see that these Sanhedrin guys were very angry. They were outraged, and they went and they stoned him. It's amazing to see the last two prayers that Stephen prayed was exactly what Jesus said. He said, Lord Jesus, into your hands I commit my spirit, and do not hold the sin against them. And after that death of Stephen, the persecution of the church went crazy. It was like, that's when the persecution started for the early church. And I want to challenge you today to think about where are the areas in my life where I need to die to myself. In John chapter 12, verse 24, it says that unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground, it is alone, but when it dies, it bears much fruit. And that's just amazing. Like, if we die to certain things to ourselves, God can bear fruit through us. And I want to challenge you. It's many times we think if someone holds a gun to our head, we will say, yes, I'm a Christian, I will die for Christ. But sometimes just to tell your neighbor about Jesus, it's maybe harder, because we need to die to our flesh and to overcome that. So I want to encourage you. Let's defend our faith where we are, in our workplaces, in our communities. And I want to challenge you to think of the areas where you need to, it sounds a bit tough, but where you need to die to yourself a bit. So let me pray for you. Father, thank you, Lord, that we can learn so much through Stephen, Lord, who was through the Holy Spirit, filled with the Holy Spirit, Lord. And Father, thank you that same Holy Spirit is in us, God. Thank you, Lord, that we can defend our faith boldly, Lord. I ask, Lord, Holy Spirit, that you will give us the words to say, Lord, when we need to say them, Father God. And yes, Jesus, we ask that you will reveal the places in our hearts, Lord, that we still need to die to ourselves a bit, Lord, so that your kingdom can come, Lord. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.